Good morning. I want to tell a story, but before I do, I need to use an object lesson. I'm going to talk about Advent, obviously, and Advent candles. If you haven't had a chance yet, there are candles and wreaths that you can make after service. But those candles are blue. And I just want you to know that this is a set of Advent candles that we use, and they're blue with white. But there's also a set of Advent candles that are purple and pink. You can use either one or both. I wouldn't mess, use both at the same time. But and I wonder real quick, do any of you use Advent candles this way with purple and pink? Anybody? Come on, people that were grew up Roman Catholic, probably. Yeah. Okay. Just so you know, it doesn't matter which one, that's all. So about a year ago, well before Thanksgiving, Deanne and I were at a store called Bed Bath & Beyond looking for sets of Advent calendars. We collect Advent wreaths and we use them, lighting their candles week by week. And if you've never used an Advent candle or wreath, it goes like this. On week one, you light one purple candle. On week two, two purple candles. Week three, two purples and one pink, right? And then week four, two purple, one pink, one purple again. And then on Christmas Eve and for the next 10 days, white. So that's how it works. And again, you can use blue as well. So every year, the point is that every year we need a new supply of Advent candles. So back to the story. We were looking all around the, I don't know what you call it, the seasonal display area. And we couldn't find any Advent candles. And so I asked, I said, where can I find the Advent candles? And the clerk said, Accent candles are in aisle 5. And I said, no, not Accent candles, Advent candles. And she said, of course, what's an Advent candle? And in my mind, I was incredulous. What's an Advent candle? What are you, some kind of communist? An Advent candle is not a candle. It's a set of 4 or 5. It goes like this. Purple, purple, pink, purple, and sometimes white. And they are lighted on successive weeks of Advent, and each has his own meaning, hope, peace, joy, and love. And I guess the white one symbolizes the baby Jesus. I don't know for sure. But anyways, that's what I didn't say. I didn't have time to launch into a dissertation about Advent candles. So I just said, and I kind of choked on the words, I said, you know, Advent is kind of like pre-Christmas. And Advent candles come in sets of 4 or 5, purple, purple, pink, purple, and sometimes white. The clerk was nonplussed. and added, well, if they are pre-Christmas items, they would already be gone. As you can see, we have moved on to Christmas. So now Deanne and I were similarly nonplussed with her. And we asked for another clerk to check the inventory. And there were none. So we do what we do. We ask the assistant manager. And she checked. No such thing. So we asked the manager. No luck. And then when their meeting of the retail minds ended, the four of them, they all agreed that there is no such thing as Advent. And despite what you may have heard from Bed Bath and Beyond, Advent is still a thing. Every year, starting today, the first Sunday of Advent, we clergy especially, we start our self-appointed jobs as the Advent police. We exhort people, it's not Christmas yet, right? And yet, Advent is so much more than just not Christmas yet. And here at Christ Church, we are blessed to have new members all the time. And some of those newcomers come from other churches or none that don't practice Advent. They don't know anything about it. So I want for us to look at Advent for a second. The word Advent, like so many English words, comes from Latin. In this case, the word is Adventus, Adventus, which means coming or arrival. And the arrival that we're talking about is Christ's arrival, both his first coming as a baby in Bethlehem and his second coming when he comes back to consummate all history. As we say every Sunday in the Nicene Creed, he will come again to judge in glory, to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. You remember that? So Advent, the season, is a period of time, specifically the four Sundays before Christmas, and it's given to us by the church over centuries, by the way, as a way for Christian disciples to prepare our hearts to receive him. Advent is about two miracles. One is accomplished already, and one is yet to come, but promised. The first is the miracle of the incarnation, the enfleshment, when God the Son, God the second person of the Holy Trinity, came down to earth in human flesh as a little baby for the divine purpose of love, to love us and to save us. And then the second miracle is a miracle yet to come but promised, when Jesus Christ will come again, the second advent, to inaugurate his perfect kingdom. And again, for the purposes, the divine purpose of love. And like all good things given by God, we are ever invited to participate in those miracles, to participate in Christ's first advent and his second advent. And what a gift that is for Christians. Now, I do This is as an aside, I guess. I want to say something more briefly about the second coming, because for some people it's confusing. Every year on this Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent, we read from the gospel a passage that talks about Jesus' second coming. And to the ears of many, those passages seem out of place, so close to Christmas. After all, those readings are always about the apocalypse. You might say to yourself, I don't want to talk about the apocalypse so close. I don't want to talk about it at all, especially not so close to Christmas. But we do it every year. So, a couple of things then. The word apocalypse comes from Greek, and it simply means a revealing or an unfolding or an unveiling of things that were hidden or unknown until that revealing, right? Just remember that. The apocalypse is a revealing of things that were once hidden. That's all. The problem is that our word apocalypse has changed over time to mean the complete and final destruction of everything. And my suggestion to you, if you are worried on the first Sunday of Advent or any other time, if you're worried about the apocalypse, just return to its original meaning. Something unknown being revealed. Listen to the words of the gospel reading for today, that there will be suffering in this life, and we all know that, but after that, that's where our reading started, after that, we will see Jesus face to face. We will see the Son of Man coming on clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. That's not something to be afraid of, because that's you, saints. You are the elect. Not because you or me, not because you or I deserve to be called among the elect, but because that was his perfect will for all, in perfect love. Yes, we will be judged. And then he will have mercy on us forever. That is his promise to us and to all who would cleave to him. Perfect mercy and perfect grace. The only ones not elect are those who prefer not to call themselves the elect. So if you are worried about the apocalypse, don't. Do keep awake, watch, and prepare. Which brings me back to Advent. Those two miracles, Jesus' first coming and his second coming yet to happen, and our participation in those two miracles, that requires time and prayer, time to contemplate, and then to appropriate those new realities. They are too profound to pass by without preparation. it simply won't do to sprint as we always do, to sprint to Christmas and forget about Advent. It won't do. There's no reason why we need to sprint to the manger. Take your time in Advent. Be patient. Be quiet. Hard to do it at this time. Be quiet. Prepare. Advent is supposed to be a slow journey as we walk with Mary and Joseph. We wait and we watch, and as the scripture said today, it reminds us, as we wait, we each have our own work to do. What is that Advent work? Well, it's same as it ever was. Say your prayers, study your Bible, worship and sing, be together in love and fellowship, serve the poor, give generously, and rest, because all people, all watchmen need rest. And this Advent, maybe for the first time in our lives, this Advent will be quiet, whether we want it to be or not. Take advantage of that. Prepare. Pray. And perhaps more than ever in our lives, to paraphrase a different Advent hymn that sadly we're not going to sing today, but it's a good one. Remember to comfort people. Speak peace. Comfort those who sit in darkness, mourning beneath their sorrow's load. Speak of the peace that waits for them and the warfare that is almost over. Amen.